Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Zulik's brand new arena comment raises questions, with Sudbury Wolves owner Dario Zulik ambiguously stating a brand new arena is close on the horizon for the hockey team. Questions have been raised. We won't be here much longer, Zulik said during Friday's unveiling of a new scoreboard at the Sudbury Community Arena. The Sudbury Wolves, very soon we'll be playing in a brand new arena somewhere, he added, making reference to finishing out the last few years of our lease. We're not gonna be here forever, I can tell you that. Soon we'll be playing in a brand new arena somewhere. The Sudbury Wolves' current lease with the Sudbury Community Arena expires on May 31, 2024, and includes 3 one-year extensions until the final expiration date of May 31, 2027. The Sudbury 5 basketball team, which Zulik also owns and operates out of the downtown arena, maintains a year-to-year lease with the city. Read the full story here. LaDuc accused of breaking election rules with campaign event accusing of breaking election rules, Ward 11 Cown. Bill LaDuc is on the defensive for organizing a community event earlier this month he contends was not for campaign purposes. At issue is a Grandparents' Day event at Chartwell Westmount on William Retirement Residence earlier this month, which Ward 11 candidate Christopher Duncanson Hales said appeared more like a campaign event for LaDuc than the public community event it was billed as being. The line, he added, was blurred, to a point where it was non-existent. LaDuc denies it was a campaign event and said his political opponent's accusation comes down to politicking. They're bringing a dark cloud to a beautiful event where we're trying to bring a community together in celebrating a beautiful day, LaDuc said, adding the seniors who took part in the event have been locked up for much of the pandemic and require events such as this to bring them out. Isn't this what we want to do, is create a healthy neighborhood in every way, shape and form? Read the full story here. Wanted federal offender known to frequent the region. The OPP is seeking the public's help in tracking down a federal offender who breached his release conditions and vanished. A September 20 release from the Provincial Police Service stated the repeat offender parole enforcement, ROPE, squad is seeking the public's help in tracking down Jeffrey Avery. The 25-year-old is described as standing 6'0" and weighing 149 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. He has prominent tattoos on his neck and his forearms. Avery is serving a 3-year, 6-day sentence for being found guilty of forcible confinement, robbery, assault with a weapon, theft of a motor vehicle, trafficking in a Schedule 1 and 2 substance, identity theft, and failing to comply with a probation order. Police say Avery is known to frequent the Oshawa, Sudbury, and North Bay areas. Anyone having contact with this offender or information in regards to their whereabouts is asked to contact the Provincial ROPE Squad at 416-808-5900 or toll-free at 1-866-870-7673, ROPE, or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, TIPS, or call 911. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Catching up with Capitals goalie coach Scott Murray in March 1996, Mike Legg would register the first lacrosse-style goal in NCAA competition, dubbed the Michigan, these days at all levels of hockey. In 2019, Andrei Svechnikov became the first player to manage the feat in an NHL game. It's been done a few more times in recent years, something that Washington Capitals goalie coach and longtime Sudbury resident Scott Murray is keenly aware of. Keeping up with the latest trends of his trade and constantly learning has always been a trademark of the friendly 41-year-old, now in his 10th year with the Capitals organization. You're always trying to evolve, there's always new stuff that comes in, Murray said recently. You learn what works and what doesn't. I've learned from my mistakes. For as much as the game of hockey itself is constantly changing, so too are the men and women who are teaching the game at all levels of the sport. I think my approach now is a little more simple, Murray said. I try not to overcoach and look to add layers that complement what the guys already do well. Read the full story here. Wolves back in preseason action Friday. You can check out the Sudbury Wolves in preseason action on Friday. The team's first preseason home game was last night against the Barrie Colts. On Friday, the Sioux Greyhounds come to town. The puck drops at 7:05 p.m. Wolves fans will be able to see 3rd overall pick Nathan Villeneuve and 28th overall selection Kieran Walton in action for the first time in a Wolves jersey, the team said in a news release. NHL draft-eligible players are set to put their hockey skills on display, which includes the 2021 Jack Ferguson Award recipient and first overall selection Quentin Musty and 2021 14th overall selection Alex Ferrand. Wolves season members who have yet to pick up their membership packages can do so at the Sudbury Arena box office between Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Preseason tickets are on sale for both games at a cost of $10 at the Sudbury Arena box office or online here. The Wolves open their 50th anniversary season at 7:05 p.m. on September 30th against the Colts. Sudbury homebuilder to head up provincial industry group Sudbury's Louisa Gordo will become the 54th president of the Ontario Home Builders Association on September 19. Zagordo is the owner and president at SLV Homes, a Sudbury-based company that provides home renovations, new home builds, kitchen design services, and home addition and extension work. A past president of the Sudbury and District Home Builders Association, Zagordo has more than 35 years of industry experience, winning numerous regional and national homebuilding awards for his work. He's additionally a member of Tarion's Construction Performance Guideline Committee. The Ontario Home Builders Association represents the interests of stakeholders in the building, land development, and professional renovation industry. Its primary goal is to positively impact provincial legislative, regulatory and tax policies that affect the industry. Zagordo will officially start in his new role during the organization's annual conference, being held in Niagara Falls September 18-20. Warm day, but there's risk of a thunderstorm. Expect a high of 22 today under mostly cloudy skies. There's a 60% chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud. There's a risk of a thunderstorm in the morning and early afternoon, as well. The wind will be southerly at 20 km per hour in the morning, gusting to 40, then becoming westerly at 20 km per hour in the afternoon. The humidex value for today 25. The UV index is 4, or moderate. Tonight, expect cloudy periods with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 4.